4 HKX. Over.
And 4 ZLK mobile.
Shane, hope you had a good night.
It was very uneventful. Light traffic. And headed home now.
Glad you had a smooth sailing on the last night. They rained much.
Well, I ran into a couple little showers here and there that lasted maybe 5 minutes. Road was wet, you know, the whole way, but I never got rained on either, so that was good while I was outside of the vehicle.
Good night.
My tennis shoes instead of my boots. Try to wear the boots if it's going to rain hard, and I thought I messed up when I wore them instead of the boots.
You have wet feet all night long trying to drive.
Sure, many times, but yeah, boots get uncomfortable long, you know, wearing them all night like that.
I can't shoes, so I wear boots all the time.
KO4NUE.
Okay.
Morning, Patrick. I don't know who else is in there, but just want to drop by and say hello this morning. Headed off to Lowe's.
You out buying more material for the ham shack?
Trying to. Maybe I can get this thing built for under $1 million.
Is it?
Probably 40 feet from the house, but I'm 130 from the mains. So that's what this morning's all about, dealing with that footage. You know, there ain't one way to deal with that, right?
Next.
You got it.
Being solar.
You know, it's all about that, but hey. Did you, you happen to listen to the entertainment last night?
Got out of the shower and got you all about space. What an idiot.
Try again.
Go ahead, Patrick.
I was saying, yes, I got out of the shower last night and I heard y'all and I was like, what an idiot.
I felt better after you got all that off your chest.
Actually, I did. I felt a lot better. And now that I know, you know, I can get under his skin a little bit. I kind of like that feeling, if you want to know the truth. I mean, they made a statement, "Why are you in my head, man?" I doubt I was, but it's a good sign anyway, right?
For that, no. It was definitely entertaining.
Thought of many things I'd like to say to him, but I don't. So, and if I ever caught up with him, I'm not sure. I might go to jail.
Again, but anyway, well, listen, I mess up the conversation. Y'all go back at it, and I'll just be hanging around here for a few minutes.
No conversation. We're good. Hang around.
So we're just saying good morning and seeing how everybody was, so you're welcome to join in.
Well, and I had to go to Columbia today, and so I'm here at the house by myself. My son came in he worked till 1 last night, came up bedded down, and then he's back up at 3. Mm-hmm. So he's, I don't know how to say that. He's working his rump off, I guess.
Make an old man out of him quick.
House last night about 1:00. I am wanting to know, making noise in the kitchen. And I got up and I said, "Son," I said, what are you doing?" I said, "It's 1:00 in the morning. I need some Pam oven spray. She's spraying a pan." And I said, what are you cooking? And he said, I'm not cooking anything, Daddy. Just help me find it. And I said, no. I said, well, if you're not cooking anything, what do you need the Pam, you know, the oven spray off for? Well, I'm out of anti-spatter down in the shop for the MIG machine, and I need some Pam so I can spray on the material. Never heard of using Pam. I've been welding a long time. I've never heard of that. Have you, Patrick?
Never heard of that.
It makes a mess, but it does a really good job, and the shop smells pretty good, too.
Out of a lawnmower one time with Pam, because I heard it keep the grass from sticking. It seemed to work, but you have to keep spraying it after you have to keep using it over and over.
Well, he's going to Welder Supply when he drops his stuff off. He had a really big order this week, and just some other pretty big stuff. And just really been struggling trying to handle stuff. Then I went down there yesterday. I said, son, why aren't you using the crane in the ceiling? And he looked up and just shook his head. I said, you didn't even know it was up there, did you? Right there hanging off the ceiling. So we got him some lifting straps so he can, you know, pick the stuff up and manipulate it. But until he gets focused, he can't see anything but what he's looking at.
That's a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing in that situation.
After that, but at any rate, he got two big old parts that, you know, one he kind of messed up a couple weeks ago. He got two more of those in. And I see him come up there and had the prints in his hands, and he's looking at them while he's taking a break up at the house. And I said, I just gave him a look, like, you realize what that is? And he said, he just looked at me back, you know, with those eyes, like, oh, don't you worry, I learned my lesson. So I thought that was kind of good, because we have never had a conversation with one another without speaking one word. We just kind of eyeballed one another, you know what I mean? And we both knew what we meant. So he's coming along.
That's really good. Is he doing work for that company that we were talking about a while ago out there off 25?
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty picky. There've been some times when, you know, we've been some times where it's been kind of, I don't know if we're going to be able to do, you know, what they're wanting. I mean, just, it has to be immaculate, you know. And Perry got so aggravated one day, and he said, Daddy, you're going to have to call him, talk to him. This is nonsense. And I said, okay. I said, now, if you want me to talk to him, I said, you better be willing to deal with what was said. So he said, we got to do something. So I called him. We talked for about an hour, and he listened in. We got done with the phone call, and he says, Daddy, he says, I may not have a job. And I said, hey, it's what you told me. I said, it needed to be said, son. And, you know, if you ain't got a job, that's okay. You go find another one. But you can't take stuff like that. So he said, I'm going to go handle it from here on out. And I said, okay, suit yourself. So he said, he's taking it, Shane. I'm proud of him.
We don't always get to do exactly what we want to do, and sometimes we got to work harder for it, but sounds like this company, I mean, I know they got a lot of precision stuff out there, so if he can work for them, he could probably work for just about anybody.
Roger that. He's got got ADHD really bad. I mean, really, really bad. And, you know, we have to help keep him focused or whatnot. And he told his mama the other day, he said, "Mom, I think I'm going to go back on my medication for ADHD. And I said, "Nah, son," I said, "I don't think that's a good idea." And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Cause," I said, you're focusing on what's happening at the end of the torch. And I said, "That's all you can focus on." And I said, "That's all you need to be focusing on." "Well, I'm going to try it." "Okay." So it wasn't about an hour later. And my goodness, I couldn't believe the difference in the weld. I mean, it looked like bubble gum. Just can't focus, you know. But without the medication, everything else drops off. But that weld is perfect. So I guess that's what matters, yeah.
Go ahead, Patrick. Captain 4, is that LK?
Yeah, I was just going to say, sounds like it. And sounds like that single point of focus is what's helping him, which might be a good thing for him.
It is. But other than that, I guess things are going pretty good. I'm working on getting the inside interior done on Ham Shack. I got 15 pieces of interior plywood put up, so I'll be pretty sore today, and not looking forward to it, but I gotta get it done. It's driving me crazy out there in the yard, so, on the way to Lowe's.
Chad, let me see if I got this. There's a black hole up here, so I'm gonna back out and just listen. If I don't clear the black hole before y'all get done, y'all have a good day, and I'll catch you on down the log. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear for now. Step 3, guys.
Enjoy talking to you this morning. I hope you have a great day.
Shane, you headed in or headed out?
Home. And gonna go to bed when I get there. Let the dog out first, feed her, and then head home. I got a question for you. I heard you talking about your ham shack the other night, and you were talking about, instead of running switches, you were going to run some kind of jumper board. Can you explain that a little bit? I think I have an idea, but I didn't hear what you exactly were talking about.
Patch panel. Military call uses patch panels, so they don't put switches for RF in anything. And it's basically a row of antenna connectors. You know, let's say you got 5 antennas. You bring your coax into the shack, and you got a piece of aluminum board, whatever, 2 feet by 2 feet, and you terminate the antenna on the board. So top row would be, well, there's my 2 meter, there's my 4, 70 centimeter, whatnot, HF, whatever. And then on the bottom row, 4 or 5 inches away, you put all your radios. Now you can't plug radios in, you can't put the radio there, but you can take a short run of coax and terminate the radio there. So let's say we got 5 antennas and 5 radios, and they're all terminated on the board. So with a patch panel, I can have some short runs of coax, and I can just patch whatever radio to whatever antenna I want. And that lets me, listen on one and talk on the other. I don't have to worry about the leakiness of a switch.
That's kind of what I was picturing in my head. So that sounds like a pretty good idea. I have one switch right now. Basically, I just have one HF antenna up, and I've got 2 HF radios. One of them I use for voice sideband, one I use for CW. And I just flip the switch. It's an Alpha Delta switch. It's just a 2-position or 3-position. It's got the ground in the center. So far, it's been a good switch. I haven't had any issues with it, but I don't know. I kind of like what you're talking about, too.
Yeah, well, I have had problems with switches, with everything but the Alpha Delta. So I get it. I mean, I understand what the deal is with the switches. It's just not if it's bad, when it's bad, when it goes bad, you know, that kind of thing. But the Alpha Delta's been really good. I haven't had any issues with it. But I've cycled through two others that came off Amazon. I paid pretty good money for them, too. So I just said, you know, I'm tired of this. I'm just gonna patch it where I want, you know. Keeps everything hidden except for my patch cables. So anyway, well, Shane, I'm going to head on. I'm here in the parking lot. So 73 foot, and I'll talk at you later. Scale 4 NUE. I'll be clear on your final, sir.
It's really good to hear you this morning. You have a great day. I hope everything goes well. And you can don't get too much rain so you can work on that building. KF4NUE and 4ZLK.
Morning, Shane and Chad. KO4PXB.
N4ZLK.
Y'all's morning been so far?
Still in there? Morning's been good. I'm on the way home. Had a pretty good night. Went uneventful. Seemed to pass by pretty quickly. Traffic was light. Didn't hit a lot of rain, so had a good night, and I'm ready to go home. That's where I'm headed now. How about you?
My day is just getting ready to be started. I'm taking my daughter to daycare and then heading into work.
Your daughter there, and I hope you have a good day at work. I hope traffic's light for you on the way in.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah, hopefully it should, because I watched the weather and it didn't appear to be too heavy this morning.
Talking to you and Chad last night, I was running on the edge of the repeater, so it was kind of breaking in and out, but I got most of the conversation. That was very interesting. Just wanted to say I appreciate your service, both of you. I don't know if I've ever told you that before, but I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir. And it definitely means a lot to be thanked for the service like that. Yeah, all that stuff that you heard, you know, on my side of the story, I wrote down in a journal so that way later on when either I can't remember them or my family wishes to remember them long after I'm gone, then it'll still be on record.
It'll be something that they will cherish one day. A lot of times things, our daily life doesn't seem that important, but when the grandkids start looking back at their grandparents and the great-grandkids, it's kind of nice to see what their life was like and the things they did and, you know, the vehicles they drove, the things they liked to do. That's really cool. I know they'll appreciate that.
Yep, they definitely should, because I can remember my first days in the military, had the old M151 Jeep, had the push starter, and as long as you had it in four-wheel drive well ahead of time, you could not get that rascal stuck.
To get into four-wheel drive once you already got into the mud?
Yes, because it had the interlocking hub, so you had to lock it and then drive a little bit, so if you did not have it in four-wheel drive prior to getting stuck in the mud, it wasn't happening.
It has come a long way.
And like I said, it had a back seat for a passenger to sit there that you drove around. But then we always pretty much used that for the supplies and stuff like that because it was just too hard to get into the back, especially the first sergeant that I drove for. He was just definitely a very big fellow. And so he would sit in the passenger seat beside me, and then he would just pretty much tell me what point he wanted to go to, and he would just take a snooze till we got there.
Where did you go into the service, Lloyd?
24.
Tell you how old I was then?
Obviously, you were very young.
Drive yet, I can tell you that. I wasn't old enough to have a license. I did some driving, but I wasn't old enough.
Yep. All right. KO4 PXB, I'm fixing to take my daughter inside the daycare, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes. KO4 PXB.
A few more minutes. N4ZLK. HBOY, N4ZLK. Okay, clear.
KO4 PXB.
We're off to school now, Lloyd.
Signed in. I'm getting ready to get on the other road called Malfunction Junction of Woodruff Road, heading toward Creamville, Spartanburg.
Now,
she is 3.75 years old.
Precise on that age?
Give me a few more minutes, I'll round it down to the hour.
Preschool stuff there, or is it more like a daycare?
Preschool stuff here. Because they moved her up, she's actually supposed to be in the 3-year-old room, but their criteria for moving them up is when a kid gets potty trained, they move them up. And so she's the youngest kid in her class because it's truly a 4-year-old room, but she's almost getting ready to turn 4. So she's still got that kid's playing mentality, so she doesn't want to sit still when. So it's a little bit hard to get her to stay still during story time and reading time and doing the mathematics and the stuff that they're trying to do with the alphabet and stuff like that, because she just, at this point in time, doesn't want to sit still and do that.
Have it soon. Won't be long, and she'll be writing and reading and asking. Well, she's probably already asking a lot of questions. I think that by that age, everything is why.
She definitely has that question down very clear.
Sometimes guys talking over you. Wife sleeping, had the volume low, didn't hear you. W4FCM, son.
If you want to call your son, go ahead. N4ZLK.
Within the hour, so. Nice and rainy day, so thank you, though. W4FCM, standing by, just listening. Thank you.
I mean, come right on in here. But anyway, Lloyd, I'm going to go ahead and clear. I'm not far from the house. So I hope you have a great day and a good weekend if I don't talk to you. And I hope traffic's easy on you on the way in and back home tonight. KO4PXB, N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, please have a great day. Yep, and Monday at 2 o'clock it becomes official. The adoption is enacted, so she'll be officially my daughter on the paper side of it.
Congratulations. I didn't realize it had gotten to that point. That's awesome. You're doing a good thing there, Lloyd. All right, have a good day. N4ZLK.
Enjoy the rest of your day. It's KO4PXB.